This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Recently, we learned of State Farm's intention of raising homeowners insurance rates up to about 27% on average in the state of Illinois. We know costs are going up around the country, whether it's insurance or just your, you know, day-to-day necessities that you have to buy. And we want to know more about why this is happening with insurance in particular, because that's a lot of money for average people. So to talk about that with us is Money Geek's personal finance and insurance expert, also a 5-time Jeopardy winner, Mark Fitzpatrick, with us on KMOX. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about this. First of all, let's talk about this Jeopardy thing. You won Jeopardy 5 times?
5 times last year. Yeah, kind of a whirlwind. Wow. They film them all in one day. Oh. Kind of a lifelong dream. Definitely my favorite fun fact about myself at this point.
That's a great fun fact. Winning once. I think actually being on Jeopardy is a fun fact.
Yeah, I agree. And that was the goal, right? So I can't believe what actually happened.
Okay, and I know we're going to move on, but just to clarify, so you were on when it was Ken Jennings or Mayim Bialik?
Ken Jennings. Last year.
Last year, man.
Very nice guy. Not like we had personal conversations, but seems like a very nice guy on the stage.
He's very unapproachable. He's back in the green room. Don't talk to him.
Make eye contact. We're not even going to get to State Farm. We're just going to ask you about Jeopardy.
Forget about State Farm. Tell us about Jeopardy.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, Mark. So tell us about this rate increase, because just from, you know, if you're just an average person and you hear this, you go, what the hell? 27%? That's insanity. I think even 7% would be a pretty big increase for people.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, you're talking something when people are paying home insurance, right? They're paying, you know, thousands of dollars a year already, potentially. So a 27% increase on top of that is a lot. And what you're seeing in Illinois is something you see a lot around the country, but in different ways. We've all heard of the California wildfires, right? Mm-hmm. So what insurers have to do, you think very simply about how insurers do their business and make money. They, at a large scale, right, they cover tons of homeowners, and those homeowners pay their premiums, and that's how they make money. But of course, they have to pay out when something happens. So what's happened with State Farm in Illinois is that they have costs, they have payouts, largely because of a rise in hail damage in Illinois, the most hail damage after Texas in the country. They have payouts far exceeding what they're actually pulling in premiums. So for them, for this to make economic sense, they need this combined ratio, right, to be 1-to-1, you know, or higher, like their payouts are lower than what they're getting in. But that's not happening. And in Illinois, insurers can raise rates without approval. So State Farm just has to file and they can raise rates 30 days after that.
Okay. So we talked to someone several months ago, maybe a year ago, I think months ago, about insurance rates. And this person who was, I think, with the insurance companies, like the insurance association, said that absolutely not a natural disaster in California will not affect your rates in Missouri. And a natural disaster in Florida doesn't directly affect your rates in Missouri. And I'm not a tinfoil hat person, but to me, that just doesn't seem right. I feel like a company like a State Farm would have to raise rates on states like Illinois or Missouri to help pay for the natural disasters in California and Florida. Am I wrong in that?
So the insurance companies will tell you they're just trying to the balance of books on an individual state level. And you'll see like politicians in Illinois, like Governor Pritzker, say that that's actually not the case. It's actually kind of hard to tell from their filings and projections. But what the insurance companies say, right, is mm-hmm. that they're trying to make sure that their book of business in an individual state, right, is not losing them money. And that's why, you know, California is an example, right? Insurers could not raise rates in California, or they weren't approved to raise rates, so they just left the state. So there's not 100%, unfortunately, like visibility mm-hmm. on whether it's like exactly true that these insurers, like you're saying, are they making up for their losses in one state with profits by raising rates in another and profits? They say there aren't, but there's not a lot of visibility there, unfortunately.
You mentioned too. You brought up California. You said Illinois, that they're allowed, the insurance companies are allowed to raise their rates. Well, in California, at least as of a year or two ago, they ranked last. They ranked 50th in rate suppression, meaning an insurance company says, okay, we need a 40% rate increase to cover the costs of what we're dealing with in California. The state regulators say no, we'll approve 15%. And then suddenly it's not economically viable. So they move out of California, or like I said, I thought they would raise the rates in states that don't have strong regulations, like Illinois, or I think it's like Vermont doesn't have strong regulations, so you can raise the rates there.
Yeah, most states are like Illinois. States like California or New York are the exception. And, you know, it's kind of, these are horrifying things that are happening to people's homes. But in economic sense, right, it kind of gets in, and this is all mixed with politics and economics, right? Like the endless debate over free markets versus government regulation, because you'll see that when you allow things to be unregulated, like in Illinois, well, you're kind of subject to the pricing rules that insurers set for themselves. But if you try to regulate, like California, well, these companies have the freedom to stop doing business. So it's trying to find that balance. And you have all these in-between kind of solutions, right? For example, in Florida, they have Citizens Property Insurance, which is a government-backed insurance company for those who can't find insurance elsewhere. So it's actually the state that ends up being on the hook.
Yeah, not to play devil's advocate for an insurance company, but when you do have the natural disasters on the scale that you're seeing in California with all of those homes burned to the ground, or in Florida with hurricanes, would a company like State Farm need some kind of help if they were to really just pay that all out? Would that put them under unless they got help?
Right. I mean, you made a good point earlier. These operate nationwide, so they probably wouldn't put the company under. But in a company that has the ability to choose where it does business, why would they do business there, right? In a free market. So that's kind of the crux of the issue, is that these guys, these insurance companies, what is the value they're adding? What is their skill? Well, it's assessing risk. And if risk becomes impossible to assess, whatever you think about climate change or not, there has been more variance in climate events and increasing climate events. If it becomes way harder to assess risk, well, that was traditionally how they add value, right? They're assessing the risk of an entire geographic region. But if they can't assess that accurately because of the volatility of a climate, then it's just their best skill becomes harder to perform, and it becomes harder for them to be a profitable business.
So then, all right, well, something has to give then, because there are going to be a lot of people who just can't afford that raise. They're already, dealing with property taxes, maybe. Not maybe, they are. They got property
Ameren,
taxes.
electric bills
The
going up.
electric bills are going up. Ameren has said that they're going to have to increase energy. So on this front, as far as, what the state of Illinois or Governor Pritzker can do here, something has to give. It can't just, what happens then? What happens to people if they just say, well, sorry, I can't afford homeowners insurance anymore?
Yeah, there's a few things. Unfortunately, the news is not great for people's wallets, but people should be able to get insurance. Illinois, like a lot of states, has what's called a FAIR plan or a FAIR market. It means FAIR, it's Fair Access to Insurance Requirements. So this is like a residual market. If home insurance companies won't cover you, and it's funded by penalties, the insurance companies that operate in the state, if they can't cover you, you can go to the FAIR plan and an insurer has to put you on a policy. But these can be quite expensive, right? So how can you solve this for the average person? You can go from bottom up, the person helping themselves, or you can go top down with policy. Bottom up, if you see a sudden spike in home insurance rates, like you have State Farm, remember that there's lots of insurers operating in the state, and they operate on different models, and different insurers might be cheaper for you. And it's kind of a commodified product, right? A lot of what they offer is the same. So if you can shop around and cross mold, even if you don't have a rate raise, I would recommend you do this. Like, shop around when your policy is ending and find one that's cheaper for you. Of course, one that has a good reputation too. You don't want to be left in the lurch when your home burns down or is hit by hail. So people should shop around for their own insurance. They can also adjust their own policy. Now you're making your own risk, adjustments, right? Like, maybe I'll raise my deductible, or maybe I won't add some of the special features and coverages that are on my plan right now. And then what can you do from the top down? I mean, you might have to be really creative there, right? Like, the government could, what's the biggest issue in Illinois? Hail, right? The government could create incentives for, or tax credits for, people to build impact-resistant roofs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
For their homes, right? Like, encourage people economically to get impact-resistant roofing. They get a discount from their insurance company. The insurance market is more stable. That's one example of something creative you could do, but there's no one easy solution here when the climate reality is changing a little bit in Illinois and other places.
Just as we let you go, Mark, I did want to ask, because everything is relative here. So when it comes to insurance rates, like home insurance rates in Missouri and Illinois, how do we rank compared to other states in the country? Are we affordable? Are we high?
Let me pull that up for you right now. Because off the top of my head, I don't know the ranking, but I got my data set here.
I'm interested in this too, because I know the people who usually complain about Illinois being expensive.
I know, and Missouri's Florida, got like parents who have like retired and moved to Florida. Like, I know when they move there, they're like, holy cow, car insurance and homeowner insurance is so expensive.
In Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not, I don't know. They just, you think it's going to be cheaper for you because there are no, what, income taxes or whatever, but then they get you in other ways.
Which would be not government, though, but it would be just insurance.
It's top 20 most expensive. So, rates are individual, right? So we're talking averages here. But we have an average of $1,800 a year for Florida, for Illinois, I'm sorry. Compare that to Florida of $5,000.
Oh, okay. Buddy.
All right. And what is it in Missouri?
Sorry?
In Missouri, what is it?
In Missouri, we have just above Illinois at about $2,000 a year.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big difference. That would be a shock to the system. If you're used to paying $1,800 in Illinois, you move to Florida and it's $5,000. Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you hear lots of stories, right? It's not just insurance, of course, but also property taxes and HOA fees of, snowbirds with their places in Florida. And suddenly it's like prohibitively expensive.
Well, Mark.
And you got to make a choice.
Mark, we appreciate the information today. Thank you for talking it over with us. I don't know. It still seems very complicated and probably intentionally so. So
we'd love to talk to you again.
We'd like to bring you back on again and see if we can, get to the bottom of more of these insurance scams. Everything's a scam. Thank you, Mark.
Of course, anytime. Let's also figure out all the scams together.
Congratulations on your Jeopardy run.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Mark Fitzpatrick, a personal finance and insurance expert with Money Geek. Also won Jeopardy 5 times. 5-time Jeopardy winner.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, you call it a scam. I like to call it a racket. I like when things are a racket. That's a great word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.